It's time for the emergency break of the week.
He's sitting there beating them off and then...
Yes.
I'm sorry?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Now, why would he do the cops a favor like that?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
No, he's...
He's fighting
He's
them.
Punching them to...
Okay. I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
To try to get them off of him.
Okay.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, that Friday morning tradition known as E-Break. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. And we can start with a candidate from the morning show known as the Morning Musers. Dunman Miller, the Great Gordo. Apparently they have a character known as Joyce Durham.
Now, I've heard of George Dunham.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. That's, yeah, I always get that mixed up. George Dunham, that's who's up for an E-Break. I was telling the story about cleaning my garage, and clearly the next morning, after spending 12 to 14 hours out in the heat, I still had tired head the next day because I threw out this math term. So I'm still not quite finished, but the garage does look 100% times better. And I feel like I actually accomplished something yesterday. And I just feel bad that I waited that long.
Wait a minute.
What?
Well, hold on. We're both hung up on 100%
times better.
You can omit times and it works. Or you can omit
percent. Okay, sorry. 100% better, okay?
It was a funny phrase.
Yeah. Yeah, I apologize. And then, yes, I was annoyed that I was stopped down because I was so flipping tired. I was like, okay, yeah, fine, 100% times better, whatever.
Yeah, you were very annoyed. We were scared to laugh at it any further. Yeah, although everybody on the crew had popped up.
Everybody said that. Prairie dog.
Never quite heard that term.
Maybe it should be a term. You can times a percentage, can't you?
100% times better.
Didn't you have math problems like that where you had to times the percentage?
I don't know. That seems weird.
I may be digging myself in a deeper hole, but just go with me, just for a second.
Well, a percentage is a fraction, so I guess you can multiply fractions.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm up for an E-Break. And so is one Dan McDowell, who was trying to say the phrase, take a shot, when they were talking about RG3. Take a shot is the phrase that pays here.
Don't you think the line forms to the left, though, to take a shot on him?
Of course, because you're now going to get to take a shot on that kind of talent.
Locally?
You're going to get to take a shot on...
Oh, way down.
Huh?
Do I dump that?
Take a shot on that kind of talent at a very low cost.
We're okay.
Yeah, we're okay.
Yeah.
Totally didn't mean it.
Low risk, high possibility of reward. Not like trading every draft pick you have.
But let's be clear, take a shot on it.
A right. shot.
Right.
Right. Now, you might say Gruden is doing a something shot. Else on it.
Yeah, you might. You might.
And that's weird for Dan to make mess that up because he's the guy who's known for saying, a shot?
I thought it was weird.
I think
weird.
It's curious that he wanted to get so sportsy.
Yeah. Yes.
He's never passed up an opportunity to stop down a show.
I figured if anyone on the station would stop down and make fun of dropping an S-bomb, it would be him. He tried to plow right through it.
I guess he's now the sports guy on that show.
Yep.
Bob was wanting to joke around.
Right.
Well, I love the immediate reaction, too, of the crew. You just hear muffled laughter in the background. Let's hear that one more time.
Don't you think the line forms to the left, though, to... Take a shot on him?
Of course, because you're now going to get to take a shot on that kind of talent.
Locally?
You're going to get to take a shot on...
Oh, we know.
Huh?
Do I dump that?
Take a shot on that kind of talent at a very low cost.
We're okay.
Yeah, we're okay.
Yeah.
Totally didn't mean it.
Low risk, high possibility of reward. Not like trading every draft pick you have.
But let's be clear, take a shot on it.
A right. shot.
Right.
Right. Now, you might say Gruden is doing something else on it.
Yeah, you might.
You might. I love how he also did the quick correction of, after saying that, the S-bomb, saying, take a shot.
I like how Jake had to ask if we had to dump that.
Yeah, he's unfamiliar.
Well, they weren't sure exactly what
no,
he said.
No, podcast rules are the thing that govern the airwaves.
So that is one Dan McDowell from Bad Radio that is up for an e-break. And then while they filled in for us the shake joint.
Oh, no.
Sean, y'all had a dude named John Bacon who wrote a book on John Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh.
Or Jim Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Called Harbaugh's Hot Dogs or something.
No, yes. Zone.
It's a good read.
And we all get this from time to time. We get a little gravel throat and you try to clear your throat. I don't know what you call that. What do you want to call it?
What's wrong with gravel throat?
Gravel throat? All right, we'll
frog
go with
in
that.
Your throat?
Frog in your throat. There you go. That's a little bit better. And this guy had it and could not get rid of it.
I think Jim's got a fairly long leash, and I've known Jim since fourth grade. We played hockey together and baseball against each other. And I can tell you, as I told the president of the university when we were talking about this, I said, look, here's the rundown. He never loses, he never cheats, and he says something, well, pardon me, and he says something, geez, pardon me again. And he says something about every month or so that'll end up on your desk. So that's Jim Harbaugh. But look, honestly.
And he's still got it. He's still got it going. Not since the great Sanford Lyle have I heard a throat clearing like
that.
That
was great.
God rest his soul.
Yes, yeah, indeed. All right, let's hear that clearing out one more time.
I think Jim's got a fairly long leash, and I've known Jim since fourth grade. We played hockey together and baseball against each other. And I can tell you, as I told the president of the university when we were talking about this, I said, look, here's the rundown. He never loses, he never cheats, and he says something, well, pardon me, and he says something, geez, pardon me again, and he says something about every month or so that'll end up on your desk. So that's Jim Harbaugh, but look, honestly,
man, that's pretty incredible.
He even apologized via Twitter afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very for frog throat. Active in the community.
Oh, you do have it, Jer?
No.
Oh, okay. Thought that was a thumbs up.
That was
you're
a, thumbs,
me a
down.
Thumbs down.
I okay. think I might have it, but I need a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll have it by the end of the segment.
All right. Well, let's start taking some votes. What do you say? 888-787-1310. Is it Giorgio? Dan or John Bacon?
John Bacon.
That's a funny name.
Surely this would be his first win.
Hi, you are on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hi, Musers. This is Chanese White.
Oh, Chanese.
Oh, Chanese. Okay.
I wanted to vote responsibly, but first wanted to see if you wanted to place a bet on our first fight of the morning.
Okay.
Between a four-year-old boy named Caitlin and a six-year-old girl named Bruce.
No.
All right. He's adding in some cultural commentary there.
Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, you want a party?
I think it's a Dan vote there. Pretty weak impersonation, but we will register the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
hang on.
John Bacon vote there. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio.
Junior.
Hey.
You suck.
Oh, come on.
What'd he say?
I think he said you suck.
Oh, thank you.
But he did have muffled phone, though. It was really hard to understand him. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Yeah, George.
Sports caller?
I'm here.
Hey, sports caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to waste my vote responsibly here and then vote for whoever's in last.
Well, that'd be me. I don't have a vote yet, so okay.
Now you do.
That's the first time we've heard that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I know who that person of interest is.
Who?
Joyce Durham.
That's dark and disturbing.
Really dark. Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
George, between Rats' idiotic college pick and Michael starting three group picks, I want to take a shot at myself.
What?
I don't understand.
I think shot, maybe the
opposite. Oh, a shot. Okay, I got you. Okay, sorry. A little slow there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Some people don't know from Shinola.
Okay, thank you.
He beeped himself. That's funny.
Not bad. Hello, you're on ticket AM and FM.
Yes, I'd like to responsibly vote on AM and FM for Dan.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'm not sure since I missed the first two nominees, so I'm going to have to go with Vaginal Slice Bourne Bourne.
No, you're not. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Smunky here, and I never listen to bad radio.
I guess that's a Dan McDowell vote, mm-hmm. and that brings us a winner.
Wow.
Dan McDowell.
And
give him the win for this one.
Don't you think the line forms to the left, though, to take a shot on him?
Of course, because you're now going to get to take a shot on that kind of talent.
Locally?
You're going to get to take a shot on...
Oh, we know.
Huh?
Do I dump that?
Take a shot on that kind of talent at a very low cost.
We're okay.
Yeah, we're okay.
Yeah.
Totally didn't mean it.
Low risk, high possibility of reward. Not like trading every draft pick you have.
But let's be clear, take a shot on it.
A right. shot.
Right.
Right. Shot. Now, you might say Gruden is doing
a
something
shot.
Else on it.
All right, way to go,
yeah,
Dan.
You might. You might.
How many e-breaks is that for Dan?
He now has 20. He's one behind Danny for seventh place.
Not oh, bad. So John Bacon did not win for clearing his throat three times on the air. And we said we hadn't heard a throat clearing like that since the great Sanford Lyle. And along came Polly.
An incredibly underrated movie.
Yes.
This is Philip Seymour
so
Hoffman
underrated.
At his best. He's filling in for his buddy to give this presentation at this life insurance company. And he's trying to kill time by clearing his throat.
Thank you, Stanley. Need a little bit of water. As you know, this is a highly complex case. Let me see here.
That is such
ridiculous.
Meanwhile, everyone in the boardroom's looking at him, and Alec Baldwin plays his boss, Stan Andersky, and he's looking at him sideways and moving his head back and forth. He doesn't know what's going on.
So nervous.
That's great.
Oh, man, that is genius.
All right. I've cleared it that many times.
It's like 12 times. All right, and that is the e-break. It's 808. 808-